Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It is 7:38 on the Team Hochberg phone line. Social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm working my way up towards 90%, and hopefully we'll get there. So we got the Facebook boycott, Twitter going all in on ads, Google wanting to make sure the pictures we share are what we think they are.
Yep.
And is the Facebook news connected to what Twitter is doing? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's all part of one big thing. So basically, what's happening now with Facebook is businesses, they're really tired of the spread of hate and misinformation on social media, as we all are. And they didn't really get together, but they kind of decided in a domino type effect to start pulling advertising from Facebook for June and soon July. And it started small enough, but then some really big companies started entering the fray, like Coca-Cola and Honda and Hershey's. And then, you know, I mean, Facebook has a lot of money and a lot of advertisers, but, you know, the bigger names present a pretty big PR issue. And what's happening now is there's literally every single day there's a new list of businesses, and they're just as big. So it's really becoming a PR issue. So to try to smooth things over, Facebook says it's going to roll out these new labels to explain why content from politicians, violates platform rules. And those things, as you know, have been left, you know, active and unchecked. And that's what's been happening on Twitter. And Twitter started rolling out some warnings until Friday on Facebook. Trump's posts with, you know, identical wording to what you saw on Twitter remain completely untouched on Facebook. So, you know, Trump's opponents are upset, and then businesses get the wrath of that, and then Facebook employees get upset, former and current. So now we have to see what happens when Facebook actually applies these new rules to Trump, because you saw how angry he got at Twitter. So now we have to see if there's any reason that reaction would be different. But one of the key things about this, Bob, is on Twitter, when those flags go up, you can't interact with the post. Can't like it. You can't retweet it. You can't do anything with the post. Facebook does not appear to be doing that. They appear to be just putting up the warning.
And so this is where you say the biggest problem lies, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because a tag telling you that something is contested is not going to stop someone from sharing it. I mean, there's a possibility that you'll look at it and you'll say, oh, I'm not sharing this. But the majority of the people, they're still going to share it. And remember, Facebook's reach is its biggest strength. We say that all the time. A post can travel around the world in no time at all. So not removing the ability for the post to have that lift, that's what people are looking for. People are looking for Facebook to stop the spread of misinformation. The companies in the boycott, I mean, they've said it. You know, Zuckerberg is not doing enough, Facebook's CEO. He's not doing enough. And I think the same thing. It's a lot like, I mean, it's a lot like the coronavirus situation. If you don't stop the spread, you're not making any progress. And that's exactly what we're talking about here.
Do you think Zuckerberg is going to go further?
It really seems improbable, Bob, based on, you know, he's been unwilling to budge for such a long time. But I'll be honest with you, after all my years of seeing him do stuff, I wasn't expecting him to compromise as much as he has. So, I mean, it's possible. I still think it's unlikely, because even all of these big advertisers represent a very small portion of what Facebook's bottom line is. But I got to tell you, I think it would be a great day in social media history when the leader of the world's biggest social network slows the spread of misinformation. And I don't just mean Trump's, I mean anyone's, because it's really that important.
Do you wonder how much Zuckerberg might be influenced internally by some of his own employees? What's going on there, do you think?
I think that that is definitely a part of it. Employees have been more vocal about what is going on inside Facebook than any time in our history. So that's certainly possible. So now you have the employees inside, you have the advertisers outside. All of those things are being put together. And you also have another key. You have Facebook stock. Facebook stock actually went up yesterday, but overall it's trending down. And all it's going to take, you know, is more businesses actually participating participating in this boycott. And once stockholders get upset, I think everything changes.
Yeah, I've heard that Facebook is hiring, and I'm not sure, maybe you know exactly what the department is. It has to do with their news feed, though, and their social media, that they are expanding that.
They're always expanding that because they're looking for ways to counter all the stuff that is going on. And, I mean, they can do that all they want, but people are not going to stop this whole push for the spread of misinformation. That's what this comes down to. The warning flags that they're putting up there are really important, and that's what those departments can handle. But people really want to log into Facebook one day and find out that the most hateful thing that they've seen in a long time is no longer shareable. And so far, that's what they don't have.
We'll get to changes on Twitter and with Google with Scott Kleinberg momentarily. It is 7:49. We're talking to Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist. Let's get to Twitter. They're going to add ads. This doesn't sound good.
Well, you know, Bob, I can find a silver lining in anything. I can tell you right now that this is just a test, so it might not be affecting you right now. It appears to be affecting me. There could be many reasons for it. I think there are businesses trying to bounce back from COVID. I think Twitter is trying to boost its own revenue bottom line because advertisers, you know, are not spending as much because of everything going on in the world. The interesting thing is that this is happening at the exact same time as Twitter is rolling out improvements to its algorithm that determines what you actually see in your feed. So every time you interact with Twitter in some way, it picks up how you use it and it targets the ads based on that. It's really actually very smart. It used to be that it took 7 days for Twitter to adjust what you may see based on that, but now it happens as often as once a day. So in theory, your overall ad experience, your feed experience is supposed to be improved, but depending on your viewpoint and whether or not you're a tester, you may see more ads as part of those improvements.
So you're okay with this?
You know, I am. It's easy enough to scroll past something you don't like. Twitter makes it easy to do that. They don't force you to watch videos like some other platforms. I remember a few years ago, Bob, I was so ready, I would have paid a monthly fee to have no ads. And now, honestly, I would be more happy to pay the monthly fee to drown out all the trolls and all the misinformation that exists. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Twitter would be able to pull that off. I think it's my dream feature, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Bob, but the ads, they almost serve as a break from all the anger and hatred.
Yeah, that's a sad commentary on our times.
It is.
I don't know if you know the answer to this, but I only follow mainly news organizations on my Twitter feed and some individuals, but I keep getting tweets from sources that I didn't choose to follow, and I have hundreds of them. How does that happen? Am I doing something wrong?
Well, no, you're not doing something wrong. There's two possibilities. I mean, if it's not an ad that you're talking about that you're seeing, Twitter tries to give you information that it thinks you'll be interested in. There are settings that you can go to that actually turns that stuff off. But they're basically trying to say, you follow these people, maybe you'd be interested in following these people. And if you do, we're going to see if that experience interests you. So it's almost like you become a testing ground. This is not just you, but other people have it too. You actually become a testing ground for Twitter to be able to show you like-minded types of content.
I see. I got to turn that thing off. This sounds good. Google adding fact checking to pictures.
Yeah. This is brand new, and you are right. And one of the things we know is a problem. We've been talking about weeks and this morning is that spreading of misinformation is a huge problem on social media. And Google says the power of visual media, now in this case, has its pitfalls, especially when there are questions surrounding the origin, authenticity, context of an image. So now when you search on Google Images, you may see a fact check label under the thumbnail image results. And one thing to point out, this is Google Images, which is a little different than Google Search. So when you click the image button after a search or when you go to images.google.com, this is where you'll see this.
So is it going to work? There are so many images that are fake. Well, how can they police this?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think it's necessarily going to work in that way. I think it'll have an impact. I think, so obviously Google wants people to search for an image before sharing an image on social media. And I mean, that's the dream world. I would be too. But people don't like extra steps. We know that. So I think what's going to happen is it's going to be almost backwards. I think with the ability out there to do this, I think there's going to be a lot more people who are going to be happy to do image checking of what they see on social media and then post updates about its authenticity. So almost a backwards kind of way. So I look at it like the grammar police, except with images. And I am already, Bob, I'm a proud lieutenant in the grammar police department, and I'm really looking forward to getting to work on images. Because, you know, I mean, I've said this, you know, we all have an obligation to take care of the social media platforms we use, and this helps us do that.
We need more officers like you in the grammar force, Scott. It's Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist. Thanks, and we'll talk to you next week, Scott.
Sounds great, Bob. Take care.